feels delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
What's the dilly? Welcome to another great show, Beef Stew Radio. Y'all know how I do it. I am your man, DJ Big Stew, in the building. In the building today, I want to welcome our new host, a new member to the Beef Stew Radio family. Been a friend of mine for a long time, so me and his friendship ain't new. But I just want to welcome my man, Zoned Out's new host on Beef Stew Radio, my man Will Porter. What's going on, Will Porter?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
What's the deal, man? Good. We all excited over here for you, man. We know we're hearing that you get ready to do your thing, you know what I'm saying, on your new show.
Yes, sir. We got a lot of things lined up, man.
So, yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because I want you to tell people, you know, what you're planning to bring to the station, what your show was going to bring to the station.
It's going to be a lot of different aspects. We got poets, we got artists, people that dance, choreographers. I've been networking a lot, got a lot of people, you know, state to state, interested in the show. I got Coco Frost up in Miami. She listening, much love, One Click Gang. A lot of stuff going on, man, and, you know, along with my music, and this, we're going to really go hard on this show, a lot of different topics, you know, it's going to be fun.
Now, also understand you're going to be playing a lot of new people music and all that on your show, too.
Of course. I'm trying to get people out there, man, like, you know, there's a lot of things that we got to do as artists here in New York to get our music heard, and, I feel as an artist, if I have a radio show, you know, it's kind of like my duty, my responsibility to let them go heard. You know, I can't let them go unheard, you know. So I'm online letting my peoples know, send me your music, whatever, hit me up. I'm playing people's music, you know. I definitely got to represent for the underground.
Now, you yourself, you've been doing music for a while now. How long you been doing music?
Since 93, I started writing. Poetry, or, you know, I just love writing, man. For real.
So, like, tell people some of the stuff that, like, you know, some of your highlights, man, because you've done a lot of things. I know about them, but I think the world should know about them.
Well, I did the New York Weekend Poets Cafe. I've done the Puerto Rican Day Parade in 06. It's been a minute, but I've done a lot of shows. I've done Rama's, a whole list of clubs, Latin Palace. Latin quarters, you know, done a lot of shows, been a lot of places, but now, you know, we're starting this radio show. It's time to start, you know, the future. So we got a lot of things lined up, and we're going to make this happen, for real.
Now, the crazy part about it is I was there at the Latin Quarters joint. You opened up for talent that night.
Yeah, that was fun. Capone was there.
Capone, excuse me.
Capone. He's a funny dude, man.
He definitely had us crying. That was a big crowd, like, and underground rapper right now, that's, you know, what you kind of are. You be performing, you one underground rapper that you pull big crowds. How you do that?
Well, I guess it's through my performance, word of mouth. It's like, I don't know, I get in a little zone. That's why I'm calling my music Zoned Out. I get on stage and you'd be surprised as well, you know? But yeah, that's the part of the being an artist that I love the most is performing. So I tend to go a lot when I get on there, you know?
So how did you get into the spoken word? Like, what made you decide I want to be into the spoken word thing?
Well, really, spoken word to me in hip-hop is one, you know. I basically could take any of my rhymes and just say them as spoken word. So I feel a true artist can do that if he looks deep enough, you know. Like, rhymes are poetry, and, you know, so they feed off of each other.
Now, where are you from, Will Porter?
East Harlem, Lehman Village, 10th Street, stand up. Good.
And, you know, the thing is, like, you're a Latino rapper, like, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of great Latino rappers, but do you feel like sometimes it's hard for you, like, to get through the mainstream? Because it's only a handful of really successful Latino rappers, like Latino rappers
right.
like Pitbull and Fat Joe, you know, and Pun.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, well, everybody gets their time, man, you know, and yeah, it is kind of hard because there's a lot of stereotypes. A lot of people see you Latin and they be like, what, you do reggaeton? And I'm like, nah, man, I do hip-hop, you know, and then they hear you and they like, oh, like they saw a ghost or something. Like, so it's like, yeah, it is hard, you know, and, you know, everybody gets their time. When it's their turn to make it happen, it's their turn, nothing can stop it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So growing up in East Harlem, how has that influenced your music?
It's influenced my music a whole lot. You know, I've grown up listening to all forms of music, jazz, salsa, definitely salsa, Latin music, rock. I listen to all kinds of music, so definitely I've been inspired a lot by my neighborhood.
Now, name someone like some dudes that produced you, some rappers that you rapped with.
Well, right now I'm working with Q Beats. I've done the last few songs I've done have been from Q Beats. Mel Toast is one of the producers that I started working with from when I was younger, and I always got love for Duke. What up? That's big shout to Mel Toast. My boy Banger Stax from Lima, he makes beats. Two people, you know, and basically I'm just branching out.
So now, I know you have a couple of videos out.
Right.
So can you? I want you to name them so, you know, tell people where they could even see this video out on YouTube or nothing. Because, you know, you have a few videos out. You've been down with a lot of songs, you know.
Right, yeah. I've done, I got that. I'm still around. You look me up on YouTube, it's Will Porter. And I got some of my videos there. I had more videos. I had a video with G-Dep, but that was taken down. I had a few videos taken down, but I got still some up. And, you know,
was there any special reason the video with G-Dep was taken down?
Yeah, the video with G-Dep was taken down, unfortunately, but, you know.
Well, I mean, is it because of what was happening with his situation, that's why they took it down?
Not really, but it was other issues, but you know what, it's all good, and,
okay.
I got a whole lot of stuff that we filming now. Yesterday I shot footage for this poem I did, and that's what I'm doing with my music now, and my poetry. I'm trying to shoot videos for everything. Like, I got videos for my poetry, I got videos for my music, and actually, we was gonna shoot in Wagner today, but, you know, the weather didn't allow that to happen, but within the next month, there's going to be a lot of Will Porter footage to be seen, for real.
Mm-hmm. So, what's going to be the name of this album, this Will Porter album?
I'm thinking Zoned Out, you know, just self-explanatory. And basically, that mixtape I'm coming out with to start with is called Rebooted. And yeah, the album we call Zoned Out, because basically when you listen to the music, you're going to zone out. You're going to have fun. It's going to take you different places. And that's what I plan to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, who are some of the brothers, man, that inspired you, man, to do what you do, man?
Well, I definitely got to say rest in peace, Skyway. Skyway was big with me. He took me in. He was like a bigger brother, and
you talking about DJ Skyway from Washington Project?
Nah, from Lehman. He got murdered, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Wow, yeah. I remember the name Skyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Instead of me running the streets, he would tell me to come up to his lab, and I would write rhymes. You know, from there, I started messing with Mel Toast.
Mm-hmm.
For real, man. Going in, just writing, freestyling back in the day, having fun, you know?
Yeah. So, now, how did you avoid, like, I know you come from a rough neighborhood. You just named Lehman. And me, myself, you know, I'm from the same hood as you, you know, for sure. Now, how you, what did you do, man, especially over there on that side of Madison, where it's really, really rough now. How did you make it? Like, what did you do to make it out? And, you know, how did you stay focused on just doing your music when you could have been doing a lot of things, man?
Well, I'm more
especially
like
even
a
after
family man,
died.
You know. I'm like, I really don't just stay in one spot, you know. I've got peoples in the Bronx, Brooklyn. I travel everywhere. I go places by myself. I network. I generally grew up associating with the older crowd, so I was always around older dudes that you know what I'm saying, had shit on lock. And I really wouldn't mess with, like, you know, the younger crowd. But now as I'm getting older, you know, I tend to do the same for the younger people that I know. And that's how I stood out of trouble, you know, basically being around the people that knew what they was doing.
Now, you know, another thing that you did that I felt was really good of you, Will, was you was part of you did actually to the song for the Showboat soundtrack, you know, which is, you know, I'm a part of too. You did actually a video, If It Isn't Love, and you know, it was really deep. Like, you know, what made you feel like you had to give that back to the Showboat and the kids in the neighborhood to do a song in the video for?
Well, it was a beautiful thing, you know, and the way it all unfolded, the way it happened, everything was, it was something that had to be done. It's a positive song, and I felt that, you know, I had to take the music somewhere else instead of just the regular, you know, hip-hop. I wanted to go back to some retro music, show New Edition some love. Word.
Okay. So what I want to do, Will, for a second, is I want to play about 3 of your songs, you know, and I'm going to come back and kick it with you, man. I want to talk more about your show, man, you know. I want you to tell me when I come back, man, I kind of want you to kick it and let me know who's probably going to be your first guest and stuff like that. But we're going to play some of Will Porter music right now. You want to say anything to anybody before we get into some of your music?
Basically, big shout out to my boy Lex. Hope you listen. Anybody listen, word up. Next Wednesday, we're going to start getting it in. And just for everybody listening, big up, big to Beast 2 Radio, and let's get this shit popping, man.
Let's go. Let's get into some Will Porter music right now. Not now. Not now. When I say right now, and I ain't going to lie, well, I like this song
right
now.
I'm opposed to you to picture me doing my thing. I'm opposed to you to picture me doing my thing. Take your cameras out. Get your flash right. 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 Hey, get your snap, snap, hey. 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 Get your snap, snap, hey.
About money while we sitting and yapping. Haters need to leave in an orderly fashion. Top of the game, I make that cash spin. Harlem ashing, cameras flashing. Not bragging, but I'm bragging. I'm bagging something outstanding. Moving like you got something, like you bout something. Popping, locking, top dropping, rock something. Come on, come on, ring around the rosy. I know she wants me, cause she told me. I'm not married, but I'm not lonely. Bet after tonight that she'll call me. I'm on the stage, controlling the hype, what's happening? Put on the scene, controlling the mic, moving. Everybody here, do what you like. So take your cameras out, get your flash right.
Take your cameras out, get your flash right. Take your cameras out, get your flash right. Take your cameras out, get your flash right.
Right now, shake your body, yaddy, love the party. Cross their haters, who they bother me hardly. I pop my collar, all about them dollars. Whoever doubt us, know nothing about us. Be easy, we wavy, so breezy, it's crazy. Don't talk to me, just pay me. Holla at your boy, don't play me. One bottle, two bottle, three bottle, four. How many shots before she hit the floor? We get it going, best believe we get it crumb. I don't really care, I'ma give them what they want. I'ma hit them with the rhythm is gon' get them. If anything, I'ma drill them and drill them with what I'm feeling.
Get your cameras out, get your blast right. 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 Hey, get your snap, snap, hey.
Make money, money, take money, money, what? Make money, money, take money, money, what? Bottles in the air, blunts getting lit. Ladies in the club, the love is 5-6. Feeling for the crazy, got they man sick. And they man's whip with they man's chips. Come on, baby, I ain't crazy. See how you watching me, I ain't crazy. This grown man B.I., fly when we G-vibe. So fresh, so clean, rep the east side. Ain't no party like I party. Middle of the dance floor, shorty want my body. It's like why play hard to get when I'm hard to get. Conversation lead to foreplay, got you wet. We make it rain while they just race the water. All eyes on me, that's turn water.
Take your cameras out, get your flashlight.
Come on,
take your cameras out, get your flashlight.
Your body got me rowdy, digging the swag. Status don't matter, so what? I'm a rapper. Goofy love, not what I'm after. Beauty's crystal clear. For you, I make these chicks disappear. Whisper in your ear, kiss you on your chin. Look inside your eyes and push my love in. High like the sky, you could be my angel. We could fly high, I'd never betray you. Made for each other, play with each other. Walk, talk, motivate, and pray with each other. Nothing fake with each other. Love to hold your legs, break you down the side. Got me on the rise, shorty got the lie, 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 lie. Never flies, they fly like it's my day dry. I'm on my job like Menage a trois. Or can I say, slap, slap, slap.
production.
Please give me the taste. Show some classic rock, be the east. So I see, so I see. Let's get this rock right now.
You know, we get a little vibration. Can you tell them to turn it down a little bit? This is Lex right here.
Lex, what up, man? What's going
What's going on, man?
Harlem in the building.
What's good, Lex, man?
What's going on, man? I'm hearing it, man. I'm loving the music. I'm loving the music. Harlem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know Will Porter. We got Lex on the line, man.
What's good, Lex? Money.
Yo, Porter, what it is, Porter, man? Yo, I'm hearing the music. I'm loving it, man.
Yes.
Now, no Lex, while we got you here, Lex is another member of the Zone.
Come on. We got to give it. You got to get. Yo, Beef Stew, man. I'm loving the radio, baby.
Thank you, man. You know how we do it, man. You know how we do it. We always do it big, Lex. Now, Lex is me and Will, man. Now, Lex, man, I want you to tell people, man, how talented your man Will Porter is, man.
Will Porter, man, I knew him for a long time. You know what I mean? He came from the bottom. Right now, though, the music industry needs a Will Porter. Everybody needs a Will Porter. Right in their CD deck, their iPods, Whatever it is, put it on them MP3s, man. Will Porter, stand up.
Now, what you think about the radio show that brothers is getting ready to throw down, Zoned Out? I want you to tell your part of what Zoned Out is going to be, man.
Zoned Out, man, is a movement. Zoned Out right now is the future. If you ain't zoned out and the music ain't in tune, then music is not should be made for those people who's making it, man.
Now, I want y'all to explain to people, because people, when they first hear, well, when people hear Zoned Out, they're going to think you're talking about getting high, but I want you to explain to them really the term.
All right, Zoned Out, man, all right. So if people want to take it there where it's like getting high, okay, bet. People get high of a lot of different situations, a lot of different substance. Get high off this music. Get high off this, you know what I mean? Everybody's spreading words and projecting different education minds. Zoned Out is the music, man. Zoned Out. Listen to music. If you're going zone now, you might as well zone on to music. That's where it's at right now.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, yo, man, you know, Lex, you know, I'm gonna get busy with Will some more.
Do your thing, Beast Stu, man. Do your thing. Harlem, stand up. I love
y'all
niggas, man. Keep doing it, yo. Holla.
All right. So, Will, you know, you got major support in the hood.
That's what it is, brother.
How you feel about that? Like, to know that the whole East Harlem is standing up behind you and showing you that love.
It's a beautiful thing, man. You should be unstoppable, man. For real.
Yeah, so I've been listening to some of the songs, man, and you got like a certain sound to you, you know, that you don't never have the same sound in no song. How do you do that? You could tell you Will Porter, but you don't have the same sound.
Right, I guess it varies, you know, like whatever situation I'm going through, and the energy projects itself, you know. Different,
yeah.
Everybody, you know, you feel different from day to day, you know. One day you feel this way, and that's basically how the music goes, you know. I try not to just rhyme the same all the time. I don't want you to hear one Will Porter song and then hear the other one and be like, yo, you're rhyming exactly the same way. I kind of try to switch it up.
Yeah. So we're going to get into this joint right here, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more, because I like this joint right here. This is hot.
All right, all right.
Sticking to the script, never strike out looking. Y'all can't faze me, why would you try to? My word means everything, put that on vinyl. Put me in the garden, ready for the big lights. Chicks want my number now, after all they fist fight. 4, 5, 6, y'all, that's what I spit like. Smooth like a criminal, love to keep that bitch right. Nah, I'm not a rapper, please don't confuse me. No limitation, my life a movie. No gravitation, rappers don't move me. Throw them shades on, then I'm gone, it's a doom.
I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me now. Chala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara, blaca, blaca.
Never was a quitter, yes, I'm a winner. Been through hell, that's why I love winter. Raised in the PJs, that's where I came from. Been going hard, ever since day one. Yes, use my mojo, training in my dojo. Tell me what you want, fast or that slow. Slow buck on the highway, getting hit the shot. Facts like, baby, hey, day of Friday. Raised in the slums, by the vultures and crumbs. Baby mama child support, all that is done. It's a new day, I'm affiliated now. Hot death on Blu-ray at the center of the crowd. Always on my hood shit, rolling up that good shit. Businessman attire like I wish you really would shit. Not the type of bullshit, harder now my regiment. Rebel gentleman, tell a friend how we get it.
I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada. Chala de mi cara.
Said I'm feeling like a millionaire. Next stop, billionaire. Is no limit. Ceiling was never there. Now I'm like everywhere. No looking back though. Hit hard, Bogart. Crown like a Bronco. All by my PI. Deep like GI. Definition of a rider. Look it up. GI. Me lie never. Me so clever. They so phony. I'm like whatever. All in together now. Tear the whole club up. Bottle after bottle. We pop till you throw up. I earned my stripe like CC. Believe me. Damn, it feel good to be.
hot. Be me, will P, will be feeling it forever. Feel me, know that, whole that I'm better than your ordinary, extraordinary, your favorite rapper. Damn right, I believe that I have to. Than your ordinary, extraordinary, your favorite rapper. Damn right, I believe that I have to.
I'm gonna do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Shala de mi cara. Blaca, blaca. I'm gonna do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Shala de mi cara. Blaca, blaca. I'm gonna do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Shala de mi cara.
Ain't no stopping this. Hit me on Facebook, send it to my Gmail. I'ma make the game cook. Bright lights, big city, hard to impress me. Ladies, if you're feeling me, show 'em why you sexy. Wake up in the morning, got a stack to spend. Shit, I cop those hibachis, mix them with Versace. Headed out my lobby, tonight I'm a party. Cop a couple bottles, like, please don't stop me. Hit third ass, like, what I'm getting it. I go hard, opposite of delicate. Feel so good, so far from irrelevant. Brand new everything, like I'm selling it. Sharpening, hey, Shannoning, Mark Buchanan. Flow ridiculous, I'm what's happening. This no rerun, I ain't even begun. They be like lights, camera, action when he come. Headed to the top, why not? They fly. You feel the same way, like me, say I. Ain't no stopping this. Hit me on Facebook, send it to my Gmail. I'ma make the game cook. Bright lights, big city, hard to impress me. Ladies, if you're feeling me, show 'em why you sexy.
Hey.
We getting fly over here.
Hey.
Like we can fly over there.
Hey.
We can do this all day. Let them know what it does. Get fresh, get paid. See, I'm for real. Y'all haters walk it out. All them fake jewels I could do without. And honestly speaking, don't care about name brand. Fresh out the thrift shop, yup, with the same swag. Looking at my watch, time to get laced up. Shorty on deck, so fly, no makeup. Imagine in the club, dressed up with makeup. Caught you zoning out, wifey like, yo, wake up. Come on here, yo, you gotta pay attention. When the whips pull up, it's like, what recession? Like, who he, and where he come from? Like, who he with, and where they come from? Fly, not the issue, how high's what matters. Once you reach the sky, then holla at us. If you're headed to the top, why not stay fly? You feel the same way, once again, say I. Ain't no stopping this. Hit me on Facebook, send it to my Gmail. I'ma make the game cook. Bright lights, big city. Hard to impress me. Ladies, if you're feeling me, show 'em why you sexy.
Hey.
We getting fly over here.
Hey.
Yeah. Like we can fly over there.
Hey.
We can do this all day. Let them know what it does. Get fresh, get paid. See, I pop up with the top off. Been a long day.
Yeah, that joint right there is hot too, Will.
Yeah, man. I like that shit.
Now, you are one of the major parts of the Dirty Shake music too. Now, like, you're actually one of the founders of that music.
Really, it's a beautiful thing. Mix this New York East Coast music with down south. It's a beautiful thing.
Now, that's what I want you to explain to the people. Like, explain to the people what Dirty Shake music is.
Dirty Shake is generally is New York music with the flavor of down south. In perfect harmony, Dirty Shake. You know, Harlem Shake mixed with that Dirty South, and it's hard. It's definitely universal. It's something that when you hear, you're not gonna be like, oh, this is something I hear every day. You know, that is definitely gonna be fun. I can't wait for people to start hearing it more. You know, Shake.
Now, I understand you did a song with that kid Freddie P too, from making it in the band. That was down puffing all that.
Yeah, Freddie P, man. And it was a beautiful thing to do a song with him. That the track came out hot. And I definitely look forward to doing stuff with other down south artists. Gotta branch out, you know. You stay on the block, you're gonna stay on the block. You know, you gotta branch out, let other people hear you. Go other places, and that's what this is all about, man. Zoned out. These two ways, we're taking this place.
Now, this joint right here that we're going to get into, 1988, man, what made you do this, man?
Oh, this is a personal favorite. This is me and my boy Messiah. Word up from death. This song is crazy. It's just a bringing back 1988, you know, the era when New York was New York. Like, New York has changed so much. But now, you know, I just did a song in tribute to 88.
All right, let's get into it.
The dollar, Mets ran the city, Mayor Koch had the power. Think about the past and how it all changed. Now it's 106 and Park, used to be the Soul Train. Reagan left office, Bush took over. Gibson shook LA with his game 7 homer. I was just a kid with dreams of being big. Bright lights, big city, dish what we did. Respect to everybody who paved the way. Although I love where I'm at, here's a toast to 88.
A slice with the dollar, no cops in the parlor. TNT came in the 90s, made it harder. Ronald Reagan out of the office, it got harder. Can't arrest an Ice Cube album, got me smarter. A slice with the dollar, no cops in the parlor. TNT came in the 90s, made it harder. Ronald Reagan out of the office, it got harder. Can't arrest an Ice Cube album, got me smarter.
Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back.
No doubt.
Bring an 88
down. Yeah. And there's something about them years that I can't forget. EPMD came out, the R had gold on his neck. I'm from the new school, showing respect. Kids hug me. When I was their age, I was watching the real Dougie. He taught me how to Dougie. Coogee rap money. NWA had me in the blaze. Chuck D fighting for rights and airplay. Crack came along, now the streets in the blaze. My moms used to say, come up before the street lights come on. Ma, that's when the DJ come on. Chill Will had the whole street, it was on. Songs by Biz Mark used to come. Cover the park. All the adults had a can of beer in their hand. My man used to pull girls' ponytails and ran. Here's a shout to those who paved the way. Although I love where I'm at, here's a toast to 88 Jack.
A slice with the dollar, no cops in the parlor. TNT came in the 90s, made it harder. Ronald Reagan out of the office, it got harder. Can't arrest an Ice Cube album, got me smarter. A slice with the dollar, no cops in the parlor. TNT came in the 90s, made it harder. Ronald Reagan out of the office, it got harder. Can't arrest an Ice Cube album, got me smarter.
Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back. Bring an 88 back.
Q Beats Production.
It's your boy Freddy T, nigga. And it's a dead South Connect, nigga. They will fuck niggas get checked. Real niggas get respect.
Let's go, how low you fall. This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes. Lay down and where we go. Let's go, how low you fall. This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes. Lay down and where we go.
Will to the B like Bo, that's me. Notorious like B.I.G. Can't nobody stop me, I.O.D. Never catch a slipping, too low key. Put in the ass, one life living, I don't care. Ain't no limit, blueprint, red pill, make your choice. I speak clearly, hear my voice, stand alone. Not by myself, for New York minutes, away from wealth. Crack on the track, take over. Seek my peace like no one else. Too much talent, too much drive. Too ambitious, still alive. Used to the pain, I'm worth this time. I'ma find a way, I will survive. By all means, life is crazy. I'm too strong to let it face me. If I'm breathing, then I'm eating. This game ain't for everyone cheating. Won't slow down and get knocked off. This for my fans, locked up low. Hold your head back down and pray. We shall rise somehow, some way.
Let's go, how low you fall. This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes. Lay down and where we go. Let's go, how low you fall. This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes. Lay down and where we go. Cuts on off, hit them all. Kicking the door, twisting them all. Try to tell you, I've been there before. I've been there before, I've been there before. Cuts on off, hit them all. Kicking the door, twisting them all. Try to tell you, I've been there before.
Yeah,
I've been there before. I've been there before.
When you see more, I've got it. Knowledge is deep. My footprints coming, they following me. And I'm getting this dough. You ain't blind. You see your bird ass niggas ain't fired to me. I'm around my block, around my way. Barrel on my 38, spin around like weight. Take a seat, playing, taking this a game. Till bulls like a pick and they send this frame. Basically, I've been waiting patiently. A hot slug, I was just not the only thing they gon' take from me. Thoroughbred niggas, that's all I was raised around. I was taught if they play around, just spray it and lay it down. Niggas never planned, but then they wonder why they fell. Hot bottles like I caught the body and just made the bell.
They had my back against the wall, selling crack with my clothes. Summer money looking beautiful, so we stacking for the fall. I'm a G, so disrespect is not an option.
Nope.
When that strap pops and Call of Duty Black Ops,
Black Ops.
Nigga, I spot him, my two eyes watch.
Disrespect them daddy boys, get hit with that shoddy
pose. Let's go, how low you fall. This is
the life I chose. Money over these hoes. Lay down and where we go. Let's go, how low you fall. This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes. Lay down and where we go. Took short off, hit them all. Kicking the door, twisting them all. Try to take door, been it before. Been it before, been it before. Took short off, hit them all. Kicking the door, twisting them all. Try to take door, been it before. Been it before, been it before.
I'm the nigga that your friends feel. We gon' get some shit clear. Cause when that chopper talk, boy, that bitch be being sincere. That talking get you knocked out. Get your cars blocked out. Right before you make it home, they'll try and take your top off. I'm riding around with Sosa. You sitting on your sofa. My money open doors up. So I don't need no chauffeurs. Now I'm out in A-Town. Counting mathematics. Plus I told my own iron. And I don't need no caddy. I'm something like my daddy. Recipes to Big Fred. Day County hitman. And this is why your bitch scared. Stop acting brand new. I'll shoot you in your big head. You little niggas better calm down. Or fuck around and get good down. I'm one up and you one down. I don't care who you run around. You little niggas try to charge up. Fuck around and get burnt out. All that other bullshit, I ain't even on that. 40 rounds of beef, boy, I bet y'all they won't get.
That hot joint, man. Yo,
man.
We forgot to mention, we got to give a shout out to kid Marv Gotti on there, too.
Word up, Marv Gotti boys, Westside.
Project Profits in the building.
Told fans, it's good, homie.
Production. Yep, man, Glory.
You already know. Yes,
now,
sir.
Now, there's a new movie coming out that's being worked on the Sosa way. I heard you got a role in that movie, man.
That's a beautiful thing, man. For real, it's gonna be fun to do, and it's definitely something I always wanted to do is acting. Cause I feel, you know, I watch a lot of movies and I study the art, and I feel hip hop has grown into the whole film industry. So they go hand in hand now, and I feel I could do it, man. You looking at a little Porter Pacino over here, you know?
Mm-hmm. And a good part about it is not only are you just going to act in the role, but you're also going to have some songs on the soundtrack. So.
Okay. That's what it is, man. We got a lot of stuff. Like I said, QB's, man, a very talented producer, man. And he's like the Optimus Prime of the whole Dirty Shake movement, you know? Well, he makes that magic happen.
And a lot of people don't know that you and Tony Stans did this joint Sanitation, but y'all also did that joint with No Limits Tebow, that, you know, that dummy shit that we've been playing it on the station, and a lot of people feel that's banging.
Okay, yeah, definitely. That was another fun experience. That song, that beat is crazy, man. I remember playing in my cousin's car, and that's something on Madison, for real.
Now, like a lot of cats would have felt kind of funny doing a whole little movement with brothers down south, especially New York cats, and, you know, when you're on the ground. What made your mind, Matt, open to say, well, yeah, I could do some, this is a good project, and I want to get down with this and make moves with it?
Because I'm hungry, man, and this is what I do. I'm an artist. I don't, if you're an artist, you can't just limit yourself to A and B, you know? And some artists are just stuck on A. You know, you got A, B, you got to work your way through that alphabet, you know? And down south, whatever. Down south, I'll do a track with a London rapper. Whatever it is, I'm going to do it. Cause it's all music, melodies, harmony, you know? And you shouldn't say, an artist shouldn't be like, oh, I can't do that. It's that they don't want to do it. But, nah, man, I'm open to anything. And if the music sound right, it sound right. For real.
All right, man. So let's get back into some more music, man. Will Porter, Tony Stans, Sanitation. This is another high joint.
White
unicorn, elephant in the room, the one who put the jewels in King Tut's tomb. Straight out the womb of Sandra, I squandered opportunities and chances, plus advances. I bought the gospel, Hezekiah and Mahalia. Cut the class of life, the teacher of surely failure. Check my transcripts, A's, no B's or C's. Still bang on them, guzzle Henny and blow trees. The world's a cesspool, nigga, no diving. This is hell on earth, thoughts are surviving. Clutter my mind, utter a line to uplift. They sleep on you, bodies will get cheap on you. Not really sure who to do it for anymore. This office nigga will yell, I'm hardcore. They say the pen is mightier than the sword. Competition can't afford to find out when I line out. A plan for industry domination. I'm not rapping, I'm having a conversation. That's been the case. I don't want to win the race to death. I rhyme till I'm out of breath and half the game is trash. That's right, man. I said it, pure sanitation. I don't ever think you're gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony stand. Let me show you how to rip a track. Y'all niggas is trash. That's right, man. I said it's pure sanitation. I don't ever think y'all gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony stand. Let me show you how to rip a track.
Limits only exist if you believe in them. Groupies get close. Careful when you sleep with them. Niggas like bread, you can see the yeast in them. Rappers is weak. No beast in them, I'm fresh out the gutter where undercovers attack each other and helicopters watch over us. Black umbrella, every day a chest move for that skriller. Like thriller, really get quieter the killer. Live for the gorilla, loud of the shot. Tied to the team, tied to the block. Keep your eyes on the prize, if it's destined to pop. Season gonna happen or it's not. Your blood clot, murder in my zone. Inspired, you think I'm a clone. Fire brain burning fast, etching in stone. I'm grown and ready to strike. High forever in flight, designed to fall to great. Don't compare me to Mike, this the ninth inning. Pitching the perfect game, come down to it, bringing nothing but pain. I'm Chan, I like to thank Tony Stans for putting me on the show tonight. Speaking on these whack rappers, they trash.
Half the game is trash, that's right, man. I said it, pure sanitation. I don't ever think you're gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony Stans. Let me show you how to rip a track. Y'all niggas is trash. That's right, man. I said it's pure sanitation. I don't ever think you're gonna hear your voice on a station. You think that make you hardcore? No, that just make you whack. It's a Tony fan. Let me show you how to rip a track.
I'm on a paper chase, plus I'm aiming straight. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm all about bread, I don't wanna smile. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm on a paper chase, plus I'm aiming straight. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm all about bread, I don't wanna smile. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. So many gone, so I listen to my dead homies. Disguised killers might come and try to take from me. Death could be ugly or death could be sweet. Death could be the very next individual you meet. Peace the way of these streets and how she love white sheets. How she hate when it's peace, catch a pyramid and leap. These snakes try to catch me, but I'm too swift. Move left, hook right, watch my back. Eternal life through hood stripes. United we stand, divided we brawl. Cut to the chase, sister, watch these crab niggas fall. All for the cause, we ride unified. Soldiers and generals born and die. Certified purple hearts with street smarts. Ducking darts, brawling with the evils. Eating with our peoples. Our dead presidents knew we wouldn't stick together. But for me it's life or death, so whatever. I'm on a paper chase, plus I'm aiming straight. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm all about bread, I don't wanna smile. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm on a paper chase, plus I'm aiming straight. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm all about bread, I don't wanna smile. I rock my
game face. I rock my game face.
I'm the hellish horseman, worst nightmare. Not cannibal or Hannibal. Jason Voorhees mixed with Sadie's. Lord, please, Father, forgive him. My apologies. I don't know what got in him. Someone tell, could've chill. No woman or children. Cooking up a scheme to lead past a million. Penny for my thoughts, pour the bank a trillion. Explode across the globe, pop her back in my building. It's real talk, I strategize to capitalize. From the capital of hip-hop, extravagant mind. In a race against time, I'm fine wine. Prime time, top of the food chain. This is my time. Game over, flamethrower, mercenary. Something special like I popped out the Virgin Mary. My committee, solid, prolic, and crazy. Seek the kingdom, higher level. Fight this devil if you pay me. I'm on a paper chase, plus I'm aiming straight. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm all about bread, I don't wanna smell. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm on a paper chase, plus I'm aiming straight. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm all about bread, I don't wanna smell. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. Before my life is over, I'ma make it. I can't see myself letting go of something sacred. This struggle won't break me. My fake friends hate me. Where will fate take me? Will my allies betray me? Questions on my mind. Will I live to see my son become a man? If I do, will he understand this world and the wicked man? I'ma teach him never trust. Learn from your daddy's mistakes. Most importantly, never lose faith. I got a cold heart, cause I've been let down so many times by so many clowns. But it made me what I am now. So now when the snakes slither, they can see the snake killers in the grass. Now, hands down, I'ma handle my business to finish strong. Make sure my son is straight when I'm gone. Let him see his daddy lived it up, cause he never gave up. Always told him stand strong and raise up. I'm on a paper chase, plus I'm aiming straight. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm all about bread, I don't wanna smell. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm on a paper chase, plus I'm aiming straight. I rock my game face, I rock my game face. I'm all about bread, I don't wanna smell. I rock my game face, I rock my game face.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a personal favorite right there.
Yeah. I knew you wanted me to play that one, you know. I'll be feeling that joint. You know, so once again, man, you know, it was definitely, you know, I can't wait till next week till you do your thing, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I definitely was glad you came on for this hour with me, man, and to get down. You know I'm about ready to go into a tribute to Motown, being that it's Black History, man.
Yes, sir.
So what what Motown meant to you, Will, before I let you go, man, I just want to ask you that for a couple more questions.
Well, you know, for the longest time, you know, I've heard all kinds of music, and I grew up listening to Motown, you know, and I swear, WCBS FM 101, I used to wake up, you know, brush my teeth, get ready for school. Mom dudes, pop dudes had the radio station playing oldies, Delphonics, the Manhattans, Otis Redding, and all the old Motown artists, just that whole movement, all that music is powerful, man, and even to this day, it hasn't been, you know, reduplicated. You know, like the music now, it's nothing like Motown, man. Motown is crazy, even today, to this day.
And the thing about it is that the influence that Barry Gordy himself had to make, like, you know, himself was the creation of Puff Daddy, Russell Simmons.
Exactly, hell yeah.
Baby. You know what I mean? He was the Puff Daddy of the... But the thing that made his thing so crazy, Will, is that this was all going down through the Civil Rights Movement.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, it was a whole other
powerful
movement. While it was a movement with the music being brought to, you know, to the masses, but at the same time, it was about freedom and all that. And the only other person that had the music locked like that, I'm not going to say only other person because it was a lot of artists, but the only other person that made songs, and he wasn't on Motown, was James Brown. You know what I mean? He was strong back then, and a few other artists. Go ahead.
The way I feel, Motown was hip-hop before hip-hop. You know how you every day you know, you living in New York, you come across 8 out of 10 cats rap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in those days, 8 out of 10 cats sung, you know, and wanted to be in a little group and had their little dance routines.
Exactly.
You know, the thuggish dudes had they dance steps ready, you know, and that was hip-hop before hip-hop. So big up Motown for real, forever.
And I'm glad you said that, yo, because, you know, a lot of dudes, when they see the Temptations and they see the Four Tops, yo, these dudes, probably a lot of these groups, the Del Frontis, these dudes were thugged out just like rappers. They was the Tupacs. They was the, you know what I'm saying? They was the Biggies and, you know, the Gangs, but they were singing.
That was word.
Yeah,
that was
it, and that was real that you said that, because a lot of cats, just they see them, or they R&B singers, but in that time, David Ruffin was a smooth brother,
man.
And you know, he was a brother that, you know, he could have been either way, a drug dealer or a singer, you know.
Word.
And yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about their aura, but yeah, that's deep that you brought that up, man. But Will, man, before you go ahead, I'll kick it, man.
No, I was just saying that the whole Motown thing, like, is priceless, man. Like I was saying, it's hip hop before hip hop was born, man. Because they is hip hop's ancestor. Word.
So, you know, what I wanted you to say, man, before you go, man, I know next week Zoned Out is going to be on there. Make sure y'all check them out every Wednesday starting next week, 10 p.m. Will Porter's going to be doing his thing. You're going to be hearing his music. You're going to be hearing the spoken word. Now, that was something that I want you to tell people. How did you get into the spoken word, and, like, where are some of the joints that you've done your spoken word at?
Well, when I poetry, like I said, has always been part of me. I love writing, expressing my thoughts, and I've always done poetry. It was a period of time where I always performed the poem before I started rocking my songs. And I remember doing a contest with Mo Money. It was in the Harlem, 125th, and I had won the Best Latino Act. I think it was in 08 or 07. And I started off with my poem, you know, and my book bag, my hoodie on. After the poem, threw the book bag off and got it in, and I won that, you know. So it was like, poetry's a big part of me, because, you know, like DMX, he's an inspiration to me. Like, you know, I've been homeless myself, I've been through shit, and the way DMX had his, you know, he always had one poem on his album, you know, I'm feeling that, like, that's something I would do, you know, and that's definitely an avenue I'm gonna hit, because poetry is hip hop.
Well, yo, Will, man, it was really, really great talking to you, man, you know. It's crazy. The only way I could get you on the station is to big up your show. Been trying to get you on the station before on the Thursday Night Underground Showcase, but it's good.
We're going to get it in.
Yeah. But, so, Will, man, anything you want to tell people about your show and before you go?
Well, it's gonna be beautiful, man. I want everybody to call in. Got a lot of different people. It's gonna be like a talk show. You know, talk issues. You're gonna have a different subject every episode. You know, if a poet or a rapper want to be on it, they're definitely, you know, more than welcome. The guests will just speak on the topic with us, and we'll play their music as well. And from there, you know, it's gonna be interesting for real. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fresh. A new topic every week. Gonna be hot, man. We're gonna be going places with this, for real.
All right, man. So you're well, man. Thanks for coming to the show, man. We're gonna be looking out
Thank
for
you.
Y'all. Y'all make sure, man. Next week, 10 p.m. Zoned Out. Your man Will Porter. He gonna be having his boy Lex with him too. And Lex is a crazy guy. I know you're gonna have Lex.
Yeah.
I can imagine how the show's gonna be.
Yo, and big ups ahead of time, Lily Sedaniel. She's going to be the first host. Lily Sedaniel, she's a choreographer. She's a dancer out there in Cali. Beautiful Latina, man. She's a beautiful person, man. She's going to be the first guest, yo.
Well, you know, make sure she get us her pictures so we can put it up on the website and all that.
You already know. All
right, Will.
All right,
thanks
bro.
For coming,
Peace.
Man.
Thank you.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Fry this beef stew.
All What's good, y'all? What's good? That was my man, Will Porter, man. You know, that's my homie right there. He is a very, very, very talented artist. But, like, once again, you know, this is the last day of Black History Month, man, here on Beef Stew. You know, it's the last day of Black History Month, period. But, you know, so we thought, us at Beef Stew Radio, man, we thought that, you know, we should go out with a bang, you know, and we thought that we should go out with one of the things that had a lot to do with the civil rights movement and black music. And we couldn't figure out nothing better to say than Motown, because Motown was basically a part of both situations. Motown was doing the 60s, it was doing the civil rights movement, and it was a movement itself through black music. So, you know, it was right on time with what we was trying to do for the last day for our finale for, you know, Black History Month. Now, for one, we believe that Black History Month should be Black History Forever. It shouldn't be Black History Month, it should be Black History Forever, you know. But, you know, we're working on it, like my man Kev Get His Cook On said the other day. You know, we got a month. I heard we started with a day, then we started with a week, and now we got a month. So, you know, maybe we get a year, you know. And once we get a year, they go to forever. But talking about Motown, Motown was one of the, you know, where you heard that good music. All of us that's anywhere between, I say, 22 to, no, I ain't going to say that. All of us that's anywhere between 27 and 45 grew up with our parents listening to Motown. You know what I'm saying? My mom's always listened to Motown when I was growing up. You know, it was like every artist, and it's crazy because the Motown records had a list of artists. They had David Ruffins, they had his brother Jimmy Ruffins, they had the Temptations, you know, and I'm going to tell you something about Motown. They had combinations, like, first, David Ruffin was in another group, and the Temptations was called something else, and then they figured it out and put them together and made them the Temptations. And then they had the Four Tops, then they had Gladys Knight, then they had, you know, Diana Ross, and then they had, I mean, they had, I could go on, the Vandrells, the Marvettes, the Barge, Boys to Men. I mean, it's so many groups that I could name. The Elgins, the, you know what I'm saying, Stevie Wonder. But, you know, I could name, and it all started from one man, like, that created a situation that made that. I'm pretty sure every time you'll hear a Russell Simmons or a Puff Daddy or a Master P or, you know, any founder of a situation like that will say, well, you know, Barry Gordy, any older brother that, you know, that's, like I said, from that age will know about Barry Gordy and his founder. You know, a younger cats will look at it and say, well, I see Russell Simmons and Puffy. But I'm pretty sure anybody Puffy and Russ age and, like, Andre Harrell and them, and I know for a fact myself that Motown had a big experience probably on Andre Harrell life because I'm from the same neighborhood as him. And I grew up under Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So, you know, I know that my neighborhood where Motown influenced, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up being around those guys. So I was younger than them, so I seen when the music that they played, that's how I got up on some music. You know, and back in the days, we always played old school music when we had the box. And Motown was considered to be old school, probably in some of the Motown songs in the 70s and the 80s was already considered to be old school hits. Well, Motown founder and owner of Tamiya, and right now it's the Tamiya Motown Family Record Label. But Motown, but before it was, you know, it was established Motown, and it's Barry Gordy, you know, it's Barry Gordy. And, you know, back in the 1960s, that's when he started. He, and the crazy part about it is that, he had Motown, like, one of the, that was the top, the most largest, and became the largest and the most successful independent record company in 1964. But if we're going to get back into some real history, on November 28th, 1929, Barry Gordy was born, you know, at Detroit's Harper Hospital. You know, he was the seventh child born to Barry and Bertha Gordy. And the Gordys, you know, they was an ambitious middle-class family with roots from Georgia farming and, you know, with Georgia farming and retailing. So his family, his mother and father was hard workers, you know. They was already, you know, doing their thing. So, you know, out there, you know, farming and stuff like that. 1922, you know, they moved to Detroit. And that's, you know, with their first three children. And, you know, they shared, you know, they, and that, because, you know, they was pretty successful. And then his father got into, like, painting and construction and stuff like that, businesses. And it allowed, his family to purchase a commercial building on the corner street of Antoine and Farmsworth. Barry Gordy Sr. also opened the Booker T. Washington grocery store. That was big back then, you know what I'm saying? From which he instilled values of, you know, discipline and family unity and hard work, and hard work where, you know, where they're so dear to the Booker T's Washington after, you know, so dear to Booker T. Washington, he felt really good about it. Barry Gordy himself, you know what he did? He dropped out of school. Now, this is crazy. He dropped out of school in 11th grade and became a professional boxer, y'all. A lot of y'all didn't know that. That Barry Gordy dropped out of high school in 11th grade and became a professional boxer. You know what I'm saying? At one time, you know what I'm saying, he fought on the same card as the Brown Bomber, Jersey. You know, my man Joe Louis. They fought at Detroit's Olympium Stadium. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he ended with a respectable career as a featherweight. You know, in 1950. You know, after serving in the Army, you know, he went to Korea. 1951 to 1953, but he had love for jazz. You know, Barry Gordy always had love for jazz, and so he used to go to the, you know, so what he did was he opened himself up a 3D record mark, you know, House of Jazz, 3D record mark, House of Jazz, and you know that's when he became obsessed with his own love of jazz. And Barry Gordy was stubborn to start Blue Records. You know, he didn't like the blues. He didn't feel the blues. You know, he was so into the jazz. So, you know, back then the blues was what was popping. And be honest with you, all the blues singers was, you know, being major back then. So in 1955, his store had went bankrupt and he was foreclosed. Then Barry Gordy married, you know, a lady named Thelma Coleman. And, you know, quickly they had three children, and it was, you know, and it was after closing the record store when Gordy went to work on an assembly line at the Ford Lincoln Mercury plant. Yep, that's crazy. This is Barry Gordy. This is his rise to the top. This is why I always tell brothers, man, don't never give up, man. Don't never give up what you plan and your dreams, because I'm telling y'all right now, this is why this is Black History, because I'm telling you how this man became the legendary Barry Gordy. You know what I'm saying? So in 1957, you know, he quit his job and he became a professional, to become a professional songwriter. Now we're taking a chance back then. You know what I'm saying? And, the Flame, it was used to be a bar called the Flame Show Bar. It opened like in 1949. And, you know, it was back then, you know, the Flame, it was a show place for black talent during the Detroit, during the 50s. Like people like Billie Holiday, T-Bone Walker, Wannie Harris, you know, was a few of the black entertainers that, you know, changed there. You know, the Barry's family was in charge of taking the pictures at, you know, the photo concessions at the Flame, you know. And his sisters Gwen and Anna took photos with brothers, you know, George and Robert developing the films. And it was during that time that, you know, the Al Green Club, you know, that time that the Al Green Club owner invited Gordy to write songs for artists that he managed back in the days. And guess what his name was? For all of y'all don't know, Jackie Wilson. So, you know, Barry Gordy, he teamed up with Raquel Billy Davis, and they began to write, you know, at the Green's office. And Barry would eventually bring his sister, Gwen, and, you know, the trio wrote several bestsellers, you know, bestsellers, To Be Loved, Lonely Teardrops, That's Why I Love You So, and I'll Be Satisfied. You know, established themselves as hit writers. At this time, you know, Barry Gordy started doing some producing and all that. So he started producing and stuff like that. And one day, this lady named Ramona Lyles and her sister Alice auditioned for Gordy. And not only did Gordy meet his next wife, Ramona, but he found a lady that could help him write records. known around, you know, so she was known around the company as Miss Ray. She had a perfect pitch, and she could write lead sheets. Then, you know, next thing you know, they soon performed the Ray Burr Music Writing Company. And for $100, they would write you a record. That's crazy. They would, you know, for $100, they would do whatever was necessary to help a young singer record. You know, it would be arranging, rehearsing, recording a demo. They did all that for $100. That's how their business would be. So we're going to get back into some Motown history. But what I want to do is I want to play some Motown music for y'all, and I'm going to come back. All right? Let's do it. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I was getting ready to blow your mind with my man Rick, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to start off. I want to go back into the days Motown. That's what I think I'm going to do. Go back into the days Motown. Can we do that?
Cause
talking about Barry Gordy, you know what I mean? And in 1957, Barry Gordy had his first successful hit he had his very first successful hit in 1957. It was called Reet Petit. Reet Petit, Reet Petit. You know, which was recorded by the Detroit-born Jackie Wilson, who had replaced Clyde McFadder. I'm looking at my notes. He had replaced Clyde McFadder as the lead singer of the Dominoes, That was a big band back in the days. You know, the next year that he wrote Lonely Teardrops for Wilson. So he made his first movement, you know, with Jackie Wilson, which was big, you know. Now, an unsuccessful audition of the Matadors for Wilson had to try to go be with a group called the Matadors that was really big, you know what I'm saying? But what's good is that his manager didn't do so good at the time. He had a manager named Nat Tarnpool, and it would change Barry Gordy's life because, you know, if Barry Gordy really seemed to like them a lot and told them soon after the audition that, you know, this was the beginning of a close friendship between Gordy and the Matadors. And the Matadors' lead singer, guess who the Matadors' lead singer was? I want to ask y'all, do y'all know? The Matadors' lead singer was no other than the great Smokey Robinson. So, you know, the Matadors, you know, soon came to change their name to the Miracles. Yeah, that's what's good. And so they was managed by Barry Gordy. And, you know, he managed and produced the Miracles. So you understand he made a lot of money back then. But, you know, he was doing his thing. That's how it was done back in those days. So a lot of people might have looked at him like, yo, you robbing. But a lot of times it was, if he didn't do it, like, it would have been out of somebody else's hands. So, you know, he managed and produced their 1958 single, Got a Job. You know, and you know, it was on a record label called In Records back then. And you know, they got a small royalty check he received, you know, from the Ends, and you know, with a familiar small, you know, with some for familiar's royalty checks for other hits he had co-written, convinced him, I want to own my own label, Tamia Records, you know, to form his own label, which was Tamia Records. Originally, he wanted to call it, you know, Tammy, after the Debbie Reynolds ballad, but the name had already been taken, you know, so he moved on. So in 1959, he started his own publishing company, Jobet Publishing, named after his three children, Hazel, Joy, Barry, and Terry. If you wrote for Motown, you were published by Jobet, which grew to be the most powerful in the industry. You know what I mean? Jobet joint is like the most powerful publishing company in the publishing industry. So Gordy initially recorded recorded R&B artists at Tamia Records. He signed Mabel John, you know what I'm saying? The gospel trained singer blues and singer Willie John. And, you know, he scored a minor hit with the first release from singer Marv Johnson, Come to Me. As the record picked up steam, Gordy found he couldn't keep up with the demands for the national production and distribution, and leased the masters to United States artists. Later in that first year of operation, he co-wrote and produced Money, which was recorded by Barrett Strong. Not yet equipped to break a national hit, Money was released by Anna Records, which was owned by his sister, Gwen, and her husband, Harvey Fugger. Money eventually reached the number two spot on the R&B chart in November 1959. Gordy recorded Bad Girl with a young William Robinson. Do y'all know who William Robinson is? By me saying the name William Robinson should already make you know who it is. Well, it was a young William Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and that reached number 93 on the pop charts, which held the national, which with the help of the national distribution of Chess Records. Yes, Barry Gordy had to go with the Chess Record thing, the Cadillac Records guy. You know what I'm saying? He had to go with him for a second just to get his feet off, just to get his feet in the building. So Smokey Robinson convinced Barry Gordy that he should distribute his own records. And so in 1960, Gordy co-wrote and distributed Shop Around by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, which was number one hit and established Motown as an important independent company. But by this time, Gordy had set up the Motown Record Corporation, Hitsville USA, Barry Enterprises, Joe Bett Music was his publishing firm, and the management agency was International Talent Management, Inc. He also set up various, subsidiary labels. The next 4 years, Gordy continued to produce, capitalizing on the girl craze, because back then, 16-year-old girls that sung was very hot. So he had Mary Wells, And, Mary Wells approached Gordy with a song that she had written for Jackie Wilson. Unable to write music, Wells sung the song to Gordy, who immediately signed to and released her version of Bye Bye Baby, which made it to the top 10 in R&B in R&B charts in 1960. 2 years later, she teamed up with Smokey Robinson, who now wrote and produced for, the Tamia label, and a hit with he had a hit with The One Who Really Loves You, You Beat Me to the Punch, Two Lovers. The next year, she recorded Laughing Boy, Your Old Standby. And in 1964, Wells topped the charts with My Guy, like Chilton. So we'll get back into some more music, man, and I'ma, come back to this.
Oh, wanna tell you of a great love. Oh, it will light up, it will surely light up darkened world if you just believe.
Barry Gordy charted, or he got on the charts with another group called Lamar Bless. You know, one of their teachers arranged an audition with Mr. Gordy, or Barry Gordy, one of their school teachers, after he signed them and released Please Mr. Postman, which became Motown's first number one record. The next year, the Marvettes, they charted with another hit record, Playboy. You know, Beachwood 4, you know what I'm saying? And Someday, Someway, Strange I Know. And in 1962, the group toured the South as a part of the Motown Review. Encouraged by his success at the Marvettes, Gordy assigned another Detroit group of girls. Now, mind you, the whole Motown thing was built off of women at first. So he signed off Martha and the Vandellas. So mind you, this is real Black history, because it's showing you women who was by his side who helped him pave the way to this. You dig what I'm saying? Martha Reeves, you know, she was influenced by like people like Clara Ward and jazz singer Billie Holiday. You know, she joined Annette Sterling and Rosalind Ashford and Gloria Williamson to sing at the Delphi's while in high school. You know, while they was in high school, and you know they recorded, you know they rec- and they recorded the unsuccessful, basically, I'll Let You Know, for Chess Records back in the days. But though Chess Records had the hit in those days for the blues, he couldn't really get with the R&B soul. He didn't know how to really do it. So in 1961, you know, Reeves was hired. She was hired as a secretary at Motown, you know, Martha Reeves. And in 1962, she convinced Gordy to record her group. The group sang backup vocals for a number of Motown hits, you know, including like Hitchhike, Stubborn Kind of Fellow, you know, songs by Marvin Gaye. And you know, Martha and the Vandellas hit the charts with Come Get These Memories, followed by the million-selling Heat Wave and Quicksand. Those songs sold millions. And the next year, they recorded Dancing in the Street. which reached near the top of the charts of the pop records. Martha and the Vandellas, you know, along with Mary Well and the Marvelettes, identified Motown as like a major source for girl groups. Gordy, the son of a black entrepreneur, hoped to upward his mobility. His whole thing was like he was trying to, you know, because his father was a black entrepreneur, so, and their family did really well, so he tried to find a way to upward the mobility of blacks. You know, he specially groomed and cultivated streetwise teens from the streets of Detroit, and, you know, made them acceptable to the mainstream America. You know what I'm saying? He used to have the dancing. He used to have everything. And in 1964, he hired Maxine Powell, who had operating a Finnish modeling school and prepped his performance. Powell transformed Motown artists to profession. You know? And after a few months of adding Maxine Powell, now he added choreographer Charlie Atkins, who was a well-known dancer back in the Cotton Club days, the 1930s and 1940s. He performed like the Cotton Club, the Savoy Matter, and he taught the groups how to move gracefully. Kind of something like you've seen in the Five Heartbeats movie. You know, they probably stole that out of Barry Gordy's life. So, you know, Atkins worked with Maurice King, who served as executive musical director. King had arranged shows for Detroit Flames, Show Bar for years, and had worked with jazz artists such as Billie Holiday, Diane Washington. You know, he taught the Motown groups the stage pattern. You know, groups about the stage pattern. So it was like going to school when you was a part of Motown. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, by the mid-1960s, you know, he assembled a Motown team that could take a poor black youth from Detroit and teach them to talk, walk, and dress as successful debutantes. Debonair gentleman, you know, so that's what he did. So Gordy combined the polished images of the Motown acts with gospel-based music that appealed to the mainstream. And, you know, the blues and R&Bs had a funky look back in those days. So, you know, Motown wanted to look the father, like, wanted to have the look that the fathers and mothers would want their children to follow, you know, so that's why it was always, you know, he wanted to kill the image of the liquor and the drugs back in the 1960s that always showed black people looking bad with the hair nappy and all whatever, you know, and they thought that represented R&B because a lot of the groups in the early days looked like that, you know, believe it or not, you know, had a real funky, dope fiend type of junkie look, but therefore, you know, they rejected anything that had strong blues sounds, or when it came to, you know, choosing the artist, you know, sometimes they even put different faces on the album. So, in the blues and R&B, Gordy favored a distant music grounded by instant pounding rhythm, a lot of horns, no punctuated horns, trombones, you know what I'm saying? A featuring chill, echo, Latin vocals that bounce back and forth. You know, and like in a choral response to gospel. Building his experience with the girl group sound, he produced a full Sound of Resentment, you know, expanding on like Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. You know what I'm saying? So, and so only those that real music understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, after, you know, he had purchased the Motown complex, which was on 2644-2646 West Grand Boulevard, April 1961. He placed Joe Bett, the sales and shipping and public relations department, in it. You know what I'm saying? And January 19th, Grand Boulevard added to the house, and Barry and his sister Esther, officers, International Talent Company. You know, all of them moved in, and from 1965 on, you know, the Horseman Finance Department, and then let me tell you something. All these ads, he bought like the whole neighborhood. All these addresses that he bought, like, they're right by each other. He kept posting everything in the neighborhood. And this is the whole Motown complex, on, you know, it's like a whole boulevard Motown. So, you know, he just did his thing like that. So now, Pete, this now a lot of people are always saying you had Smokey. you know, this. But, you know, he practices methods, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, using the methods he used in the Detroit Oil Factory to ensure successful the success of the Supremes by assembling parts of a hit-making machine. And, you know, the standards, you know, and you know, he has standards. He has, you know, he has standardized songwriting at that by that time. So, you know, he had a rhythm section. He had quality control process, selective promotion. He, you know, he made a family atmosphere. You know, he you know what I'm saying? He bit a lot of Henry Floyd's the way that Henry Ford. He's been a lot of Henry Ford the way the Ford industry had did they think. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he did. So after that, you know, it's basically history, you know, because he signed, you know, he hooked up with Doja in Harlem, you know, who joined him in 1962, and you know they and everybody know what they did, you know, and their first song they did with him was "Where Did Our Love Go." You know what I'm saying? Which turned out to be a major hit. And the different singles also, like, you know, he had a different sound. He had his band called the Funk Brothers. The Funk Brothers played, like, almost 90-something percent of every hit record that you hear. You know what I'm saying? And they was, like, it was basically, the Funk Brothers was, like, Earl Van Dyke. You know, he was a former bebop jazz pianist who toured with, you know, he toured back in the days with R&B singer Lloyd Price, and he became the leader of the studio band. You know, he played with his drummer Benny Benjamin, bassist James Jamerson, who backed up Jackie Wilson and the Miracles, and together, you know, a few other musicians, they called themselves the Funk Brothers, and they provided the trademark percussion Motown sound that you hear right now. Like right now, you hear the pounding of the beat and the clapping and that. They created that sound, you know what I'm saying, which is became famous on so many hit records. You know what I'm saying? So Gordy attempted to maintain the consistent quality by Motown. He would have a conducting meetings weekly and scrutinizing and, you know, any song that he planned to release. In 1960, he sets up a local club meeting with Otis Williams. When he walked into the bathroom, you know, when he walked into the bathroom, Elgin, you know, the question, the distance, he said, renamed them the Temptations. Norm Winfrey and Smokey Robinson and Holland and Daza formed the legendary Motown Songroom Catruse from the 1960s. Those guys right there, they got to work hard with, you know, who we know as Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin and Paul and Otis and Mel, and they became the Temptations. So we're going to get back into some more Motown music right now. I've been giving y'all a little Motown history, but today I had to let y'all know about Barry Gordy. But we get ready to get back into some more Motown music. And later on in the show, I'm going to show y'all how far Motown has went. Because Motown went even further after these times that, you know, everybody know these groups that I'm playing now. But what about the groups I'm about ready to play that came on after the 60s? After these people opened the doors, Barry Gordy and his family and Barry Gordy Jr., they kept the, you know, they continued his legacy. And we will show you how when we come back.
Believe me, well, every woman should try to be whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend. Oh, baby. A loving end,
baby.
So I know you make me feel like nobody could. If I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be so
gone.
I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Well, I wouldn't be so
gone.
I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Yes, it is.
those was the good old Motown days, you know what I mean? And that's what's up, man. You know, Motown used to do their thing. Everybody know Motown used to do their thing. So, but Motown continued success through the 80s. Motown actually had a lot to do with the New Jack City. Not to say that Teddy Riley was signed with them with the New Jack City movement, but they used Teddy Riley, they hired Teddy Riley to produce a lot of songs for them back then. And also, you know, they had a couple of producers like Kashif and all that. That you know, even though Teddy, you know, formulated the New Jack Swing sound, but everybody in that era kind of bit off of Teddy, so it was like a movement. So it's like everybody kind of got with it and helped push the New Jack Swing sound. You had songs sounding like that sound, even though Teddy didn't do it, but you could tell that Teddy Riley influenced them when they made that beat. So we're going to get into the one man himself before even the New Jack Swing. We're going to get into him, and then we're going to get into some New Jack Swing a little bit. We're going to play it a little bit of both. But these are artists that I'm about ready to play now that also was on Motown, and they made influence on people. And I think that, you know, we should consider these people to be in Black history, you know what I mean? Whether they're alive, whether they're not alive, these people continued the Motown movement after the Civil Rights Movement, after the 70s, and, you know, and beginning of, you know, the middle, late 80s, these guys set up a whole new trend, which took Motown actually into the hip-hop stage. So let's get into this.
We'll be right back. make you feel secure. Remove all your doubts so that you know for sure that you're the apple of my eye, girl. Fulfillment of my dreams. Time will show the value of just what you mean to me. More precious than silver, more precious than diamond rings, or anything that I could give you. It wouldn't mean a thing if you didn't have my love to tie you there, to guide you through. But ain't it good to know you do?
I know just how you feel,
but this time love's for real.
In time it will.
on your red dress and slip on your high heels. It's some of that sweet perfume. It sure smells good on you. Slide on your lips and let all your hair down. 'Cause baby, when you get through, I'm gonna show. And I'm so proud to be with you. So proud to
and it's given to you. Yeah, and it's true. Lottie got prickly deep. Do you believe in a girl like me? Shiny is the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start testing. It's a state of depression. And then the sun and clouds start moving. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
So I'm taking
the dog. I want it all.
Together.
Now, this song here, that was done by Bobby Gordy's son, you know, Rockwell. It's called Who's Watching Me? I always feel like somebody's watching me. I can't sing. But some people wonder, did this guy get a deal because he's Barry Gordy's son, or was he really a talented singer? He really never came out with nothing else that was really relevant but this. But, you know, now it's the 70s now at Motown, and, you know, suffering the departure of Harlan Dozier and Harlan, Barry Gordy began to concentrate on the career of Diana Ross as a solo act. And, you know, maintaining the success of the Jacksons, you know, Gordy moved Motown to Hollywood in 1971 and established Motown Industries, expanding to Broadway, musical, and films. During the first half of the 70s, Diana Ross was established as Motown's first all-around entertainer through her works through the super clubs and the films. But Motown had suffered defections in the 70s, with Martha Reeves, you know, recording for other labels in 1974, the Four Tops signing with ABC Dunhill, Gladys Knight and the Pimps were recording with the before Buddha Records. Y'all remember the Buddha Records in 1974? And in 1975, the Jackson 5 moved to Epic, as well as Michael Jackson. Because remember, the Jacksons had a deal for Little Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. So then when Michael Jackson stepped off from his brothers, he was Michael Jackson, he moved to Epic too. The Miracles without Smokey Robinson switched to Columbia in 1977. And the Temptations went on to Atlantic. However, Motown, you know, retained its position as an important independent label, with the recording of Diana Ross still, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, the Commodores, and now the new Rick James. During the 80s, though, Motown struggled, and Diana Ross moved to RCA, and Marvin Gaye signed to Columbia. The Temptations returned, and as well did the Four Tops in the mid-80s, you know, really wasn't doing too much, but Gordy introduced the DeBarge family in 1983. The company staged a successful 25-year anniversary, you know, at 1983. The 1983 broadcast, you know what I'm saying, on television in 1989. That's when Michael Jackson gave a nice dance and, you know, did his thing. And, however, you know, many former employees, man, to keep it real with you, like Eddie Holland and members of the Vandellas and the Marvelettes, sued Motown for allegedly paying them to pay their royalties. In 1985, Esther Gordy reopened the Motown Historical Museum, you know, inside the Hitsville building that they first originally bought. There was rumors that the former Motown building on Woodward would be used for a larger room, however, it still remains abandoned, you know, as up to now. So in 1988, Barry Gordy sold Motown Records to MCA and Boston Ventures for $61 million. The Ventures later brought out MCA interest and sold Motown Records to a Dutch-based program conglomerate for $325 million in 1983. And in late 1994, Warner Brothers published Gordy's self-serving biography book, To Be Loved. Barry Gordy was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. Now, that's Black history for you, man. You know, that shows the ups and downs of Barry Gordy. He went through the ups, he went through the downs, he went through the good, he went through the bad. So what we're going to do now, there's a lot of families that been at Motown. So we're going to end the day listening to a couple of families. Like Gladys Knight had a couple of her cousins in her group. The Jackson family was another family, and the DeBarge family. We'll get into this as we go out to the back out to this. Final day of Black History. Final day of Blue Dead Black and you on BC Radio, man. All right, make sure tomorrow night, y'all know what it is, it's the Underground Showcase with DJ Big Stu and Rodrinks on Russ is going to be in the building with me, and we're going to have Moxie, rapper Moxie, all the way out from California, going to be in the building with us. So it's going to be grilled. You know, the Underground Showcase is where we show up-and-coming new acts, so make sure you tune in for that tomorrow night. So we're going to go out with the Jaspers and the Motown, man, and we're going to be out the building. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it was another great show. You know, Beef Stew Radio, we always got things going on. You know what I'm saying? We doing our thing here. We making real noise right now, nowadays. We got the Taste of Hip Hop cooking. We got Drinks on Rush. We got Ladies Night. We got Hot Talk. We got the Underground Showcase. And we got Zoned Out. You know what I'm saying? And we waiting for the DME, my man RJ Dapp, to get in the building. So, today we listen to a lot of black greatness, whether it was the band, the Funk Brothers, or with the entrepreneurship of, you know, Mr. Barry Gordy, or whether it was the lesson that his mother and father, who was early black entrepreneurs, taught him. We definitely had a show of great blackness today. And what Mr. Gordy did was took his knowledge, pass it on to other brothers and sisters, and that's what we have to do. Even though you may hear a lot of different stories about, you know, people who felt like they never got paid, but a lot of people that was on Motown was living very well to this very day. Smokey Robinson, a lot of the Temptations, they lived it very well, you know. It's all about what you do when you get the money, you know. So many of us in the black music community have died between drugs and suicide and murders and all that. But now, this is what we need the time to pick and reflect on the greatness that we have done. And Motown is definitely a label of greatness.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.